Blog Talk Radio.
Chuck from the Shelley and Chuck Show, and it is actually looks like a good day up here in Maine. As you can tell by my voice, I am a Boston girl, moved up here in Maine to do some films, and it looks like it has finally stopped raining out. I'm sitting here trying to, you know, always do what I gotta do. I'm in my pajamas with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and it's really great doing a radio show, and I have a really great guest coming on, and I can't wait for this person to be in. First up, I'd like to actually talk about two charity foundations. One that's actually part of our radio show is Charlie Hall Angel's Diamond in the Rough Ordinary Woman Show, and myself, the Shelley Kama Nunchuck Show, is actually part of. I'll mention that in a second. One event that's actually happening here in Maine on September 28th, an event that's happening in Maine, 2013 Greater Portland Walk-In Alzheimer's. Way to donate, and if you can't make the walk up here in Portland, Maine, you can actually go and make donations, not toward me, go to this webpage. I'm not collecting funds for this, but you can go to this web address. It's ALZ, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, Z as in Zebra, .org/walk. And you can donate, and there's actually a walk that actually is going on here to help end Alzheimer's. The next charity foundation that is starting to grow and I'm very, very proud to be part of is the Sarah Joy Foundation. Now, I never met Sarah, but she's someone that I would have been able to call my niece. Sarah actually passed away at the age of 32 about almost 2 years ago, and she passed away from, I believe, was breast cancer. The thing is that from what I'm learning more and more, I don't think she decided not to go with treatment. The reason was because she was actually pregnant at the time. And it's something that I wish it was someone that I actually could say I wish I had met in my life. But I am going to keep or try to help keep Sarah's spirit alive in my own way. But there is actually a foundation out there called the Sarah Joy Foundation, and it's actually for donations to people, for families with terminal cancer, and it's helped them to pay the bills, maybe help them to go away on vacation and such. And so far, the Sarah Joy Foundation has helped 4 families, and it's growing more and more. And there was actually, I think, a 5K run today back in, not back in Boston, because one of the places my sister, Charlie, is actually living is down in Philly of Brotherly Love. I think that's where the run is actually happening today or happened this morning. And there's actually, you can go to Sarah Joy's Foundation, you can donate to the cars there, and remember, it's something that you are actually going to help with families with terminal cancer to help them out. So I'm very proud to be part of the Sarah Joy's Foundation. So anyway, I'm waiting to hear from, my special guest to call in. And just to let you know a little bit about him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know how I get so excited. I am an action chick kind of girl. I'll be asking this guy, this young man, probably 50 million questions because I am excited and I'm pumped. This man's father, as you people might know, is Don the Dragon Wilson. He is Don the Dragon Wilson. I have his son. It's like I said, I always try to pronounce people's names correctly. I know I talk funny with the Boston accent. Is Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson. That is my guest that's going to be on the show. And I'm so super pumped. I'm very excited. And, I think he's going to talk about, about what he's doing in his life, because from what I know, when someone has a mother or father that's, in the business, stunts or fighting stuff, I'd like to know more about them, because I'm just sitting there wondering if many people, come up to Jonathan going, "Hey, Jonathan, your father's Don the Dragon Wilson." And it must be really hard for these kids growing up maybe to saying, "Hey, your dad's Don," and stuff like that, because I know that they want to make their own way in this world. And that's why I'm bringing Jonathan on there, and I'm hoping to bring more sons and daughters of these, great stunt people, because it's really great to, find out about them. Because I believe Jonathan is a very hardworking man, and when I have him on the when he calls in, we'll be able to talk everything about him. And I'm just doing multitasking. I'm trying to answer a couple few things. So I am very, very excited to get him on the air. And right now, me, myself, I'm actually going to have this little turning point, which I'm very super excited about, ladies and gentlemen. I actually am going to be in a film, and I'm so super pumped. I'm so happy I could cry. I'm just so excited I could pee right now on the spot on the radio show. It's a radio station. But I am going to be a ninja in a film September 29th up here in Maine. Oh, my goodness. I am so super pumped. I wanted to do something special this year, and I wasn't so sure how I was going to do it, because as anybody knowing, people that don't know anything about martial arts, it's the anniversary death of both Brandon Lee and Bruce Lee this year. And I was hoping to do kind of a crow photo shoot, but, some things, I just don't get to it. Maybe someday I will be able to. But in my own way, since I'm going to be in this film, Essential Realism, I'm going to be playing a ninja. And I'm actually going to be donning a keto costume. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I've got the costume. I've got the hat, the mask, and the shirt. I am so super pumped. I cannot wait to play a ninja. I'm going to be running with a bunch of ninjas. Believe me, I have never wanted to be Barbie growing up. I've always wanted to be a ninja. So I am so super pumped. I cannot wait for September 29th for that to happen and, put on it. And I don't know, maybe today I might have to try to take pictures of my cell phone with me in the keto costume, but I just want to honor you know, Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee. So I'm very, very excited about, you know, being able to play. Well, I mean, I'm not playing like Bruce Lee. I am not claiming at all that I'm anything, no way near Bruce Lee or Jackie or anything like that. I'm not even a percent of, not even like half a tiny or even a smidgen like Bruce Lee or Jackie. I've never claimed that. I've only ever said, I think people, they kind of would put words in my mouth. I'm only, you know, I get to do some acting and I get to do some of my own stunts and fight scenes in my own way because I grew up, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, I actually grew up watching like the A-Team and all these different things that I've actually been, you know, watching. I watched like Knight Rider, The Incredible Hulk, and all these things, even like anime with G-Force, Battle of the Planets, which I'm really so super pumped. I know I have to wait patiently for all these films that I want to watch because they're overseas. They're actually doing the film correctly. I mean, I don't know if you're going to understand what I'm saying, but sometimes they do these films like, you know, I know people, they don't like to hear it, but sometimes films get whitewashed. And I know this is something I've seen for many years, and like what they did with Airbender and a couple other films, it's something that I do know. When I looked at the trailer to G-Force, Battle of the Planets, I was like, wait a minute, they're keeping it just like how it was in the cartoon I watched. I mean, you can't do it exactly like the cartoon, but the characters and such, I'm going, yeah, they kind of, you know, they're keeping it, and how it is. Now, I don't know about Tiny, the guy was a big guy, but they're actually kids. They're actually orphans. And, I mean, I seriously can't wait to watch this. But the correct name of it, if I can say it correctly, because I know I talk funny, it's called Gotcha Man. And I'm so super pumped. But once again, I'm not on the other side of the world, so I can't watch the film. Maybe someday I'll actually be able to sit in the movie theater and see something like Gotcha Man instead of waiting for it to come out on DVD. I'm definitely, somehow, some way, I got to watch Gotcha Man. I just have to watch it. I'm so super pumped and, you know, can't wait to actually see that film. And so what else did I want to talk about? Just super, oh, there's something wicked cool that I saw on the internet. And I'm trying to find a picture. I don't even know where I saw it. There's actually some sort of, how can I say, I don't know if you want to say amusement park or something, but there's something somewhere, I think it's in Asia, I can't remember where, but I saw a statue of Jackie Chan. Now, over, I think it's in Hong Kong where there's a statue of Bruce Lee, and it's something, it's like this really famous statue. There's now one of Jackie Chan. And I don't know where I saw it, but like I said, I'm trying to find a picture of that statue of Jackie Chan, and they're doing some sort of park. I don't know if it's kind of an amusement park. Not an amusement park, but I think a dedication towards Jack. And I'm like, once again, it's over in China. And I'm like, man, someday I'm going to go just to see these great things. I'll be like, I want to see the statue of Jack Chan. I want to see all these things that are really, really amazing. And anyway, you know how I get. Well, I'm waiting for my guest to come on the air to call in. I ramble on about so many, like, things that I'm so interested in because I get so excited. As you can see, I have the energy, and I'm just so happy to actually, you know, be on the show, and I'm trying to network with people. I'm running the show, and I'm answering emails, and I'm trying to do these things all at once. And even though I have a co-host, she's a furball, she's a cat, she's sleeping over here. Cats have the life. I swear to God, I think I want to be a cat in my next life, but a cat that's beloved. Because cats and some dogs, even a dog, I mean, something where an animal that's beloved. If there's things called, you know, your reincarnation and such, I want to come back as a family member that's an animal, whether it's a cat or dog, because these animals have the life. I mean, just really think about it. Cat gets fed. A cat doesn't even have to clean up their poop. Their human has to clean up their poop. I mean, they just have the life. They just get to lounge around. They have toys. Why would you not want to be a cat? I'm not talking about an animal that's not loved. I'm talking about a family pet where they're just babied. I'm telling you. It's something I want to come back as a cat. I swear to God I do. So I'm just, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually answering something right now. Let's see. I can't. I people ask me questions and some things that I'm not going to say over the air. Okay. But anyway, give me one moment, okay? I just answered two emails at once, and I wrote to somebody live on the show. You guys can't see everything, but thank gosh, because I'm sitting around in my PJs. And it's a scary sight, ladies and gentlemen, me around in my PJs. I just throw on a hat and stuff like that, no makeup or nothing. See, this is why I like radio. You don't have to look a certain way. You don't have to put on all this makeup and such. It's just really, really great to do radio. Oh, okay. Let's see. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to see what's going on because I guess my guest is trying to call in, and it's just really funny because ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to ring this up. For some reason, it's not taking any of the callers. So let's see, live on the air. Talk about a little bit of pressure, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if I can get this going. Okay. Right now, I think I'd be like under pressure right now. So let's see what's going on right now. Going into the studio. I'll bring this up once again. Okay, I think I do see the caller here. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I am relaunching the chat. So if anybody's actually in the chat room, to let you know, I am relaunching the chat room. So I do apologize, and I'm resetting the show. So if anybody's gotten kicked out of the chat room, I apologize. So here we go. I think my guest is now on the queue here. Give me one moment. I think this is him.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jonathan?
This is Jonathan. Hey, how are you doing, Shelly?
I'm doing well, thank you. And thank you for being patient. I did not know that you were in the queue. There was no number or anything, so I do apologize. And
no problem. I'm just glad I was able to get on.
Oh, okay, because I was like, wait a minute. Okay, that's really strange. I don't see any numbers because what pops up in the queue, I see my number and any other numbers that are in. And
computers are definitely far from perfect, so that's no problem.
Yeah, and I'm just, thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. And first off, I just wanted to say I love your energy and enthusiasm, and I'm definitely an honor to be a guest on your show.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. Thank you so much.
Oh, no, please don't cry. Well, as long as they're happy tears, then it's all okay.
No, it isn't, because I am so super pumped because I feel so lucky and so blessed that I'm able to do this, because it just seems like when I first started, you know, I was like, this thing isn't going to last. It's just no one's going to want to listen to me. So I've been doing it over a year, and I'm starting to get bigger people, and I'm just so honored to have you on the show. I'm like, all the stunt people that have been Hollywood, like Douglas Wong, Stephen Lambert, all those people, and Johnny Crane have been on my show.
Oh, great people.
And I'm just
great people.
Yes, and it's like you're on the show, and I'm like, I love your dad, and it's like, I don't know if you're tired of hearing that because, you know, you're his son, and you're trying to make it your way.
Oh, no, I never get tired of hearing that.
Because I do, it's like, these are my things, and I try to, like, for me personally, I'm an action chick, and I grew up watching this stuff, and I know sometimes women will say that they like stuff just to get either a rise out of a guy or, like, you know, try to impress him in. But, no, this is the stuff
that
I like.
Well, it does work.
Father.
I'll say that much. It does work.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, how can you have a conversation? But it's like knowing, like, you know, I've trained in the dojo a little bit and capoeira and, you know, tai chi. And it's like seeing your father. So he's been in the Guinness Book for 11 times, the films and stuff, him fighting James Lu. And I'm saying, man, your father's got long legs. And then I noticed you. I'm like, man, you're taller than your father. You're I bet your legs can be dangerous, too. I'm sitting there going, oh, my God.
That's true. I very do. I have very, very long legs, actually. I know I've never even thought about measuring them before, but after this radio interview, I might just do that.
Yeah. You have to. I just want to know. I was like, what a way to start a show. I'm going, Jonathan, the son of Don the Dragon Wilson, I'm asking, how long are your legs?
Yeah.
Most of them would be on the
longer
show.
Longer than my dad's, that's for sure.
Yeah, because I saw pitches and I'm like, you know, it's kind of funny because I have a knack for finding the real actors and stuff. I don't know how I do it, but I think if you're a real fan, right, you really find who are the people because there's fake accounts. And then when I found out your father's account, I'm going, this is really him. And people are like, how do you find these accounts? I don't know. I think if you really have been someone who's been kind of like a fan and growing up and watching these people, you should know. You know what I'm saying? It's something you should know. And when I found your father's account, I'm going, this is really Don Wilson's account. And I was like, oh, my gosh. But I also have respect at the same time. It's like as I'm networking, it's like you got to treat everybody the same. I mean, you're respectful because of what people done in their life. And, you know, then it's like I think you had friended me, and I'm going, is this really his son or someone pretending to be his son? Because it's like,
oh,
so
yeah, you know, I've had
yeah.
people ask me that a lot. So are you really his son? Are you his nephew? Who are you?
Yeah, and then it's like I go to look at it because, you know, I've had people, I mean, I found Jackie Chan and all this stuff before everybody, like a lot of people didn't realize it was his account, and then he linked it to his website, and then afterwards millions of people came on, and it's like, I says, is this person trying to, you know, I says, I hope this is really his son, and I'm like, and sometimes I'm afraid to ask questions because it's not being disrespectful. I go, this has got to really be him because I saw stuff from your mobile phone and stuff. I'm going, this has got to be really him. So I was like, I wonder if he would be interested in coming on my show. And I'm sitting there thinking, it's like because it's like many things go through my head, and I'm like thinking, should I ask him because would that be disrespectful to your father and stuff like that? Because it's like there's so many sleazebags out there in the business, and I'm like, should I ask him? Is this going to be, you know, I wasn't too sure. I says, you know what, I'm going to ask because I want to know about you. I want to let the public know because your father's very big in the public eye, and seeing what you're doing, and you know, event manager at the clothing line store, it's your father's, but seeing that you're event manager for Traditions, and I love the clothing. I've got to tell
you, thank
you
so much.
It's awesome, awesome, awesome. I was like, oh my god! And if you know who Homer Simpson is from The Simpsons, and he's drooling over a donut. When I saw the T-shirts and stuff, I was like, oh, the T-shirts.
And what's great is it all goes towards a very good cause. Like a lot of our portions of our profits go to charities dedicated towards not only martial arts, but people in need, like autism, for example.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even realize that when they're buying a shirt.
Man, I swear to God, I was like, I would love to represent your company. Like, because the job I work at now, my full-time job, I can wear the shirts at work. And I'm like, and believe me, it's like, I'm hoping to get syndicated so it's like to get money for the show and then I can buy things I want. I swear, I love dragons. I'd be wearing the shirts. I'm not kidding. I'd be wearing them on a daily basis.
And they are very,
like,
very comfortable. That I can definitely vouch for. And I love the designs on every single one of the shirts. There hasn't been one shirt that I haven't liked the design on.
Yeah, they're awesome, Jonathan. I was like, you got to tell your dad that. I love them when it was like dragons because I'm sitting there, and for the longest time, for many years, I've been trying to find here shirts or something, jeans, that would fit women my size. And I'm like, it's all men, and they had some other ones with jewels and stuff of dragons on the jeans, but it was like for women of bigger sizes or men. I'm going, I can't wear the clothing because it's not going to fit me. And I was like, man, I wish some way, somehow, there was dragons on clothing here in America because I would so, like, love to, like, be wearing those on a daily basis. And I see, you know, your dad's Traditions, and I'm going, oh, my God. Clothing is awesome, Jonathan. I was like, man, I'm jealous of you, Jonathan.
I'm loving your reaction.
They're awesome, believe me. And I'm like, man, I'd even, like, I love, you know, big T-shirts and stuff and designs, and I've seen that. You guys been getting women's clothing, different colors. I think there was a red shirt with the dragon, and I saw that. I think it's Cynthia
Rothrock.
I can't pronounce
her
name. Yes, and I saw like there was shirt she was wearing. I was like, man, I could fit that, and it's not just white because I can't really wear white shirts because I stain really bad. And I saw different colors.
You and me both.
You really stain things too?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I can wear a white shirt in one day without getting at least something on it. I think I might be cursed, but...
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the armpits. Like, it's like, I wear deodorants, but then they stain yellow, and I was like, people like, oh, about these shirts, and just, I cannot wear white. Unless some sort of my body chemistry changes the color, and that's why I wear non-white clothing. So,
well, even though the season's coming out, we do have tank tops for women, which are actually really, really comfortable, so I hear.
Yes, you, clothing lines. So anyway, to get back, you know, about yourself, I want the viewers out there to know about you. And, like, you know, I had your bio up. And it's like, now, when you were growing up, you know, like, if there's things that you can't talk about, it's fine, we can move on. But, you know, growing up stuff, where did you live? Where did you go to school? And, like, were you into martial arts, like, with your dad? I mean, those are some of the questions that I want to start off with.
Well, I did grow up in a gym, so, and on and off, I was not really into martial arts, per se, as I had a karate teacher, and my dad signed me up for karate. I was learning it, and my teacher was the meanest to me out of every single student. And one day, my dad walked in, and he saw the teacher, like, randomly walked in, unannounced, saw how the teacher was treating me, asking me if I wanted to eat a knuckle sandwich and if I wanted to be like my dad, yelling at me in the face while I was just kind of trembling in fear. So he pulled me out of that class as soon as he could. Yeah, that's one little experience that I had when I was younger. But then he started training me himself here and there, and so he taught me everything I needed to know.
Oh, wow. So, that's horrible. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, that was just one guy and one experience. I'm sure by now, if I go and train in other martial arts, I'm not going to have that same problem, most likely.
Oh, man, but still, it's like, I mean, I can totally understand it, but going to a real dojo and training, everybody's supposed to be treated the same and on the same level as all the students.
That's true. That's true.
And it's, if you're working for it, you're treated the same. So I was like, man, that's just blown me away. And so,
yeah.
You know, I mean, what is your, you know, starting with the martial arts, were you excited to do it? Did you ever get sick of doing it? Did you go crazy that your dad was
There did get to a part where I was kind of disinterested, and that's more during my teen years. But that's a long story. But, yeah, I was kind of a rebellious teen, and I wasn't that great of a child, I'll admit that, but luckily I've grown out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing, yeah, you know, it was kind of hard, because I remember one time I had one fight in high school, and my one fight in high school was because people found out who my dad was. And I never mentioned him, never really talked about him. I didn't even want to feel like I was bragging, but I had a few friends come over one day, and they saw my dad's case full of trophies and awards and belts and whatnot. And they said, what is all that? Is your dad a collector? Now, my dad can talk more than I can, and I can talk. So he comes out, and he goes, oh, Jonathan never told you I'm an 11-time world champion kickboxer actor, yada, 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 yada. He goes off on his whole entire life story on my three friends while their jaws are dropped. And so word spreads around the school that my dad's a kickboxer, yada, yada, blah, blah. Next thing I know, one day a kid comes up to me, and I went to Taft High School. Over half of the school was bused in from the inner city. So these kids were not inner city kids that came up to me, but they were kids that wanted to look tough in front of the inner city kids. So one guy comes up to me, he goes, oh, I heard you're a kickboxer and your dad's a kickboxer. Well, I'm a boxer. I've been boxing. He says, let's slap box. Let's slap box each other and see who wins. And I said, you know what? No, that's not my thing. I don't want to slap box you here in school. If you want to, like, spar in a gym sometime, we can meet up and do something like that. And he said, no, you're a little, excuse my language, you're a little bitch, blah, blah, blah. And so I was just like, okay, man, calm down. 3 days later, next thing I know, I'm getting pushed from behind. So I look, and it's the kid that said he's a boxer. Now, you can't really see where my arms are, but let's just imagine he definitely was squared off with a very large amount of space in between his chest, and his arms were not closed in like a boxer. He looked like an idiot, and I kind of started laughing. And I expected a wide right, because that's usually what everyone throws in a fight when they don't know how to fight. So I said southpaw, so my left arm was going to be my primary. And I ducked right under his right, and I hooked him in the kidney, and he didn't know how to take a hit like that. So he literally just hit the floor, grabbed his side, was crying, going, oh, and everyone was laughing. And then a couple days later, him and a couple of his friends pushed me down while I was walking home from school, and I just tucked into curled into a little turtle ball and got the shit kicked out of me, kind of. Well, I mean, they didn't get me in the face, luckily, but they were just kicking me and kicking me and kicking me. But, yeah, so, I mean, that was one little incident I had because of my dad and who he was. So that was kind of bad. But luckily for me, I had a lot of friends. And so when they heard about this, they wanted to go kick these guys' asses. And me being like a non-confrontational kind of kid, I literally told them, no, no, no. But what I did do is I grabbed the biggest guy from every group that I hung out with. They called me a cloud hopper because I literally hung out with everyone. So I got the biggest guy from every group that I hung out with. And they just scared the crap out of them to the point where these guys never hassled anybody ever again. So that's my one fight in high school story.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been kind of hard because it's like, you know, you're just a kid and you're probably sitting there wondering, it's like, what's the big deal? It's just my dad. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like you're never understanding, you know, that.
Yeah, I was 14
and
years old.
Wow. That's really crazy because you hear stories, you know, you hear about kids' life growing up and that you really went through it. But it seems like right now you have a good head on your shoulders from what you're talking to me. And it's like, you know, looking at your page and, you know, what did you, I was looking on your Facebook profile. I think it was when you were really younger. I think you were doing a film and it looked like the girl from this show called Coach from the 80s. I mean, she did this. She had like reddish hair and it was like such a little cutie in the picture. Not that you're
Redemption,
not,
I believe
I mean,
that was. That was Redemption,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the last films that I acted in with my dad.
Okay, so that was there, and I was like, because your face is a little kid. I go, you look familiar, and if that was you, I probably would have never known that was, like, you were the son of Dawn, because going back in the time of these films, I don't think we had internet, and it was a lot different where now you can find out everything on the computer. So back in the day of watching things in the 80s and even the early 90s, not a lot of us had computers and technology, and we were lucky to have cable, so we couldn't put things on pause to find out the credits. If your name was, like, in the credits and we didn't catch it, I probably would have not known. And it seems like you've been doing stuff for a while. Like, what have you – did you ever do any more other films besides that? What other films have you done?
I co-starred in a film with my dad, and that was when I was 5 years old, I believe. And that was Ring of Fire 3. So that was a really, really good time for me. That was a lot of fun. I mean, I was 5 years old. I got to stay out of school, even though I did have to do homeschool or schooling on the trailers and the sets. But, no, that was a great time. And that was my first real acting experience where I had actual roles and speaking lines and actually had to act. But it was a really easy role because I was acting like my dad's son. So I didn't have that much of a problem. But also, yeah, I wanted to mention, I did have an interest in doing professional fighting, but I completely understand my dad's reasons for not wanting me to do it, which was one day, you know, he shook the hand of a fighter and said good luck on the guy's fight, and the guy died that night of a brain hemorrhage. So if my dad ever put me into the ring and something happened to me, he wouldn't be able to live with himself. And for a while, I kind of resented him for not wanting me to fight. But, you know, I grew out of it because as age comes along, you know, I matured and, you know, I understand it a little more. So
that's, you know, that is rough, though. I mean, it's something where you want to do stuff and you probably say, well, Dad, you did it. You know what I'm saying? It's
exactly.
And not understanding that. And I get that because I never understood, you know, older generation in my family, I never understood certain things. But now as I'm getting older, I go, okay, I get it. And it takes sometimes for me a long time to get things, but I know exactly where you're coming from. And it's just like, you know, decisions. I think your father has, you know, a good stability, a good head on his shoulders, and he can bring the energy. And you seem a little bit opposite of your dad, because I've seen, like, you know, like the films and stuff and him talking, and, you know, we talked on Facebook and stuff. Your father has kind of really talkative energy, too. I've seen interviews and stuff. It seems like you're more a little bit laid back. Is that true? A little bit opposite of your dad?
Yeah, you could say a little bit more laid back. Maybe not. Well, it is kind of early, and I did work out, and I got up at 6:40 yesterday and had went straight to the gym to work out, so I'm a little tired. I will say I'm a little tired right now. But, yeah, today is actually my rest day, so Sunday I'm the most sore on Sundays. Usually I am a little more energetic, but right now I'm kind of in my lazy Sunday mode, you could say.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly normal. We all want to just kick back and not even get up, just chill and maybe eat chocolate ice cream or something.
Yeah, today's definitely my recovery day, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's why it's a good time to have a show on Sunday, because people are relaxed, they're not running around, and if you're in your pajamas or whatever, it says, hey, if you got to go to the bathroom, whatever, hey, you're on the radio show, no one can see, right?
That is one good thing about a radio show.
Yes. So what I was reading your biography. I'm just going to bring up all this stuff again. If you're able to talk about it, because I think it said when you were younger, I think it said something about you. I think you had some sort of, did you have an operation or something when
you
were younger?
Yeah, no, you know, that was a huge turning point in my life and a crazy experience, because I was born with something called pectus excavatum, which means my sternum grew inward. So my chest, yeah, there was a huge indent in my chest. Now, if I didn't get the surgery when I got it, eventually my heart and lungs would have been crushed by my own rib cage. So it was a 3 to 6 hour operation where they sliced me twice on two sides of my rib cage and inserted a 3-foot metal bar in my chest that bent and broke my ribs until the point where they were as normal as could be. Now, I was also in the hospital for 6 days, and then coming out of it, I was prescribed Vicodin, but I understand now completely why my parents didn't give it to me, because Vicodin is highly addictive, and I had an addictive personality as a child, I'll be honest. Like, the first drug I ever did was actually the first time, was that year when I was 13 years old. So, like, I was kind of going down a downward spiral for a really long time after that, but so I didn't take any Vicodin, but I honestly don't hate them for that, and I actually love the fact that I had that experience, because it was so hard for me to pull through, but I did not give up. I got up, I did my physical therapy without any pain medication, and if anything, that just made me a stronger person today. And so, yeah, that was definitely something that I'm happy I went through, because now any sort of pain that I ever feel, I can just shrug it off as if it's nothing, because I've definitely felt worse. So it definitely made me stronger mentally and physically. So that was an intense experience.
Oh, so it's more like you have like almost a high tolerance for pain now, for what you went through,
yeah.
Like a little bit higher. So does that mean, like, have you ever gotten any tattoos?
I have. I actually have 3 tattoos, and I just kind of laughed at it when they were giving it to me. But
really?
I have one on my right forearm. Yeah, I have one on my right forearm. I have 2 on my left forearm. The one on my right forearm says evolve, and then there's a tree that symbolizes the word growth, because at the time that I got that tattoo, I felt like I needed to change something in my life. And that, it was about when I was 22 years old. That's when I started my whole positivity experience and why I want, like, that. It's because I was very, very rebellious. I was very anti-everything. I was a little shithead, to be honest. And yeah, but, you know, deep down inside, the me that is here now started to grow then. So I started evolving and growing as soon as I got that tattoo, and luckily I feel like I honestly have evolved my consciousness to a point where I'm losing selfishness, I'm losing the bad parts of my ego, I am becoming more in full control of my emotions, more in full control of my thoughts, and it's a great feeling. Like, honestly, I've never been, like, I've been smoking cigarettes since 13, so I smoked cigarettes for 12 years, and never did I ever think that I could ever quit until the day came when I turned 25, and after my crazy birthday party where I went buck wild, I literally meditated for almost an entire day. The only times I ever really took breaks was just to go use the bathroom and to go eat. So I wasn't even thinking during all this meditation. All I did was focus on my breath, but by the time I was done, I realized what I was here to do and what I had to do and how I was going to do it. And I quit smoking cigarettes cold turkey. I quit drinking alcohol cold turkey. I quit everything cold turkey. I used to smoke weed on every single day. I worked at a medical marijuana dispensary for over a year and a half, and it was one of the most esteemed medical marijuana dispensaries in the state. And I was working there over 240 hours a month, so I was busting my ass at this place. So everyone thought that, you know, it was just a lazy stoner job, but really it wasn't. It was actually a very, very tough job. But that place was also a very negative environment for me. And, like, the personality that I had before, I would always look for some way to get high. And now, and it was always hard for me to quit, and I always had a want to quit. But, you know, the thing is I was telling myself it was hard to quit. I was telling myself that. So once I believed that it would be easy to do, it became easy. So in a way, I might have placebo affected myself, but honestly, I think I'm getting closer to understanding the term mind over matter.
Mm-hmm. You're really amazing just to listen to, because the way that you sound right now, you sound a little bit older, and I'm like, you can't be that much older, but it seems like you've got a little bit more wisdom within the last year with what you're telling me. So this is something recent that's happened for you. Is that correct?
It is correct. Very recent. And honestly, like starting training again, working out, like that is my new focus now. Like I want to be the person that I've always meant that I felt like I should be. And deep down inside, I was getting anxiety, panic attacks. Oh. But then once I had my consciousness switch, all that left, and I haven't had an anxiety attack or a panic attack since. And so that's great. And I figured out why is because I thought I was becoming who I always wanted to be. You know, the thug life people you see on TV, et cetera, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And really deep down inside, that's not who I was, and that's not who I wanted to be. And so through meditation, I found my inner strength, and I couldn't be any happier. So I'm very glad that I sat there and just didn't think. That was the key. I just did not think. I just focused on my breath, and then it just came to me. It was almost like instantaneous by the time I was done meditating.
So what made you, like, flip this switch? Because it seems like, was it something, was it yourself? Was it anybody around? Was it a girlfriend? Was it your family or something
myself.
Like that?
Honestly, it was just me. Like, I looked back at my entire life, and I thought, what am I doing? And I've been so selfish, so materialistic, et cetera, so on and so forth. And it really has never gotten me anywhere. And I was thinking, what am I doing with my life? What am I going to do with my life? And so that's why I'm on a pure mission of selflessness. And I mean, Paul Newman, I just read my dad posted, donated over $240 million to charity. And that is a huge inspiration to me, because one thing I always said is, I see a Lamborghini drive across the street and it makes me sick, because I'm thinking someone just spent $400,000 on a car. And I mean, albeit, I'm not going to disrespect that person and say, you know, you're a terrible person for doing that. But me personally, I would rather put $400,000 into the pockets of people who need it, like people who are in need. I can't look at this world and just feel happy about myself if I'm just going to continue to be this materialistic person. And I mean, of course, the Lamborghini was always my dream car, but now I'm thinking, you know what, if I actually had the money to do that, would I really do that? And the answer is no.
You sound like something with what I think. No wonder why I think I know why I'm connecting with you and the people that I'm bringing on my show. And I feel the same way. If you can have a house, right, and it's not the mansion, but it's totally paid off, and you just have a car, it's not the most expensive one. It could be a couple thousand dollars. It's totally paid off and not falling apart. Once you have those things that, just like a regular house to live in, a roof over your head, right? A car to get you from point A to point B, it's not the most expensive, and it's like then it's you have that under the control, and then there's other things you could do. You know, there's other things you could help, and I think that's how I can relate to you, Jonathan, because with what you're just saying, and I think you're really an amazing young man. I really do,
Thank you.
I get with what you're saying, and you know, you're amazing. You're blessed that you'll be able to see this within yourself. And I just want to say, you've got strength. Yeah, I don't know if it's, you know, if it's something that was passed on from your father, but it's something that I do see that you do have within yourself. And you should definitely get, you know, keep going. And speaking of, you know, strength and stuff, with reading more about your bio, I think you came into this world a fighter. Because what you were saying, if you can speak about this, is this okay about something you wrote
about? Yeah,
that's
fine. I did come into this world as a fighter. I mean, I was fighting for my life at birth. And I was very, very fortunate that the doctor was able to save my life. And honestly, that's one of the reasons why I feel like I'm here to do something that, you know, I feel we all are here to have. We all have a purpose. And for a long time, I've been hurting people. But then I asked myself, do I want to continue hurting people, or do I want to help people? Because if we all thought that and we all said, let's all help each other, not hurt each other, then this entire world would be a better place. And I will continue my mission. I will never stop, because only I can stop me. And that is something that I've realized as of recently. So I'm very fortunate to have this kind of breakthrough mentally and physically.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you. And it's something that, because I don't tell people, I don't always comment, and everybody says, you know, Shelly, you know, think and filter with what I say on Facebook, and I try to write the best I can. What's the correct term? Perv your Facebook page? What is the term? I'm so out of terms. Perv someone's Facebook page. You look at it and just check someone out, and it seemed like within like one day, it was like it was a total different thing. I said, something's going on strong within Jonathan. I said, something's changing in this young man. And it was like, I really want to get him on the show because maybe you can help inspire people. So I checked your Facebook page out. And I said, I think there's something changing. And I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. And, you know, getting back into, I think with what you're saying, you're training and you're beginning your journey. And also the thing that you're actually working on, it says about traditions and what you're doing. Now, can you explain exactly, because we just touched base in the beginning of the show today, what is traditions and what do you do?
Traditions is a clothing line dedicated towards spreading the positive traditional values of martial arts, because there are other clothing lines, I won't say their names, but on the shirt, it's in large letters, it says arrogance. Now, me personally, would I rather wear a shirt that says honor and duty, or would I rather wear a shirt that says arrogance? And personally, I would much rather wear something that says honor and duty, not just because it's my dad's clothing line, it's his name and face on it, but because it also has a positive message. And what I do for traditions is I help my father set up seminars locally here in California, and I help find distributors to distribute shirts. So that's kind of my deal with traditions. And soon I'm going to be helping them with the whole social media market network, and I'll be writing a blog for traditions. And hopefully when that gets posted up, you know, you'll definitely be seeing it on Facebook. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I would love, I mean, I'm trying to be somewhat of a promoter. And if you guys, I mean, I would love to talk about your shirts and stuff. If somehow, you know, I was like, I don't have a lot of money, but maybe someday I can like buy a shirt or something. I swear I would help try to promote you, the guys, the line you guys have, because it has dragons. I love dragons a lot. I'm not a dragon.
No,
my opponent is not a dragon.
I actually have a discount code that people can use. And if they use my code, they actually get 20% off all the shirts that they purchase online.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so the discount code is John W. It's my first name, J-O-N, with W at the end, which is my last initial. So if they put that in, they can get $20 off the shirt every time they order it.
Oh, my gosh. That is so awesome. Thank you, because I'll have to, like, check into that, because, like I said, I love dragons. I actually have a dragon tattoo on my back. So when
that's awesome.
I just saw, yes, it's just a little.
You know, I actually
like
have a dragon tattoo on my left arm.
Oh,
but
really?
it's not a traditional dragon. It's actually a druidic symbol that's called the dragon's eye. If you look it up, it's a triangle, and if you look at it closely, you'll see an iris, an eyeball, and an eyelid within the triangle. It's three lines that connect, but that's what it's supposed to represent. And the reason why I got that on my arm is, go figure, my dad's nickname is the dragon, and I happen to be born on the year of the dragon, and I can tell you that it was completely unplanned. That was not something my dad thought. You know what? I have to have a kid on the year of the dragon. This has to happen right now. So,
yes, so that is funny. 1988 is when you were born, and I'm like thinking, I was like, wow, that's actually the year I graduated high school.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, wow, that was
also
a special year.
Another thing about traditions I was actually really, really excited for is, if you've seen the picture on my wall, there's actually a Traditions and Genesis Pure collaboration that my father and Cynthia Rothrock have done. And I'm really excited about that, because if you look at the box, it's really, really cool. It's got my dad and Cynthia throwing a flying kick together on one side of the box. And people can check it out if they go to the website Traditions with a Z. .genesispure.com. And Genesis Pure is a health and fitness product company that I've actually started working with and for recently. And they sell a great product. Like, I've been using all their GPS line for my fitness training, and I've been experiencing fast growth, easy recovery. It's amazing. Like, I'm so happy I have this, and I'm not just doing it without it, because otherwise, oh my God, it would be a lot more of a stressful process to grow my body, because I've looked up, and apparently my body type is more leaning towards ectomorph than anything else. And I'm tall, skinny, I burn calories like a madman even when I'm not trying. It's really hard for me to put on weight. But with the help of these products, they've definitely been shaping me into the body that I've always wanted.
So when you're saying, two things, what is the name of the product? What exactly is it? Is it a protein shake? Is it supplements? What exactly is it?
Well, the ones that are the Traditions and Genesis Pure collaboration, one is a hydration product that's better than Gatorade because it doesn't have all the sugars, and it has more vitamins and nutrients in it than Gatorade. since Gatorade doesn't really have too many vitamins and nutrients. And then the other one is an energy boost, and that one is something that – they're both packets that you would just pour into water. And this energy boost is better than any energy drink – well, better for you, I should say, than any energy drink that you could buy on the market. And there's less sugars. So, I mean, sugars is not something I put in my body anymore. Like, I have completely changed my diet since I had my whole mentality switch. And honestly, I drink almost only water now.
Oh, so you don't drink any tea, like any green tea or anything like that?
Oh, tea. No, I do drink tea and stuff like that, but mainly I drink water. Like, tea is something I'll have, like, once a night. I know that's healthy, but, yeah, water has become a staple part of my diet. And it usually never was, and I found out that over 75% of Americans are all dehydrated and don't even know it. So I make it a point to drink over 8 glasses of water a day, that's for sure.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I have been, like, my teacher and stuff is saying, you gotta drink more water, Shelly. And I'm like, man, he gave me the knowledge and the power to be able to find this out, you know, and be able to help myself. And sometimes what you're saying, explaining, it's the willpower. And sometimes I get a little bit lazy. And I have the knowledge, and it seems like you have a stronger willpower than me. It's like you're very...
Well, we all
have that
willpower deep down inside. I believe. I don't believe anyone's really stronger than another. I mean, we all have the potential to be that strong. It's just we have to reach deep down inside and really want to find it. Like I said, I smoked cigarettes for 12 years and then quit cold turkey. I've always tried to quit before, and it was always hard. But once I told myself and convinced myself that it would be easy to do, and I mean, I always knew the dangers and the badness of cigarettes. I knew what I was doing to myself. I wasn't ignorant about it. I knew I was destroying my body every time I smoked one. But why I never quit, it was that willpower. You just have to find it deep down inside. It's always going to be there for everybody, that I can definitely say.
Yeah. And what you were saying about, you know, marijuana and stuff, I mean, everybody, it's like even with myself when I was younger, people, you know, like I was like, no, I was goody two shoes and such, and I went to church and I was an altar girl and everything. And it's like with certain things, people would say, you know, with pot and marijuana, whatever term you want to call it, they're saying, well, for pain, you know, it's supposed to help. And you know, with
never deny the medical benefits of marijuana. There are a ton of medical benefits. I told my friends that I quit, they all freaked out. They thought I was anti-marijuana. I'm like, no. There are definitely medical benefits, and I will never knock that. It's just something that isn't for me. Because personally, like I was saying, I have addictive personality, and I was always look for some way to get high. Like, I wasn't smoking weed because of the medical benefits. I was smoking it because I wanted to get high, even though it did help my chest pains, and I do occasionally have chest pains from the surgery that I had, but I don't need it. And so, like, that's one reason why I quit.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people, they never know what things people go through and when women, things, I won't get into much detail with certain things, but women things with myself, I was in a lot of pain, and I got to the point because when you're taking a lot of pain things even from the doctor, strong ibuprofen, it doesn't really help out that much. So someone said to me one time, says, you know, try, you know, pot, marijuana, to try it. The thing is, what happened with me personally, I mean, everybody's different. The reason why I says I'll never try it ever again is because I got so sick from it. I mean, everybody, maybe it's just my body where I can't handle
everyone's
medication.
Everyone's body chemistry is different. But every single strain is different, too. There are different cannabinoid compounds in every single strain. You could be allergic to one single compound in this one strain, and it'll ruin your entire day and ruin your entire experience with medical marijuana. So that's why it's really hard to prescribe it, too.
Yeah, that's why I tell people to be careful. I'm not a doctor. I'm not someone licensed. It's just like when I had tried it, I was like, oh, my God, after that I was in the hospital for 3 days. And I was like, you know what, I can't tell. Like, I'm not someone that studied or anything like that. It's just not something for me. And that's why, I mean, if someone's in so much pain, I can understand why they would do that to help them. But I was like, as much as pain from me getting migraines and I go blind, right, in one of my eyes from getting the migraine, so I can't see. It used to scare me when I was younger, but now as an adult, okay, half the day I'm going to be blind and I can't see out of one of my eyes. And you kind of adapt, and much pain is just, okay, what I have to do with what you said in the beginning, meditation. You have to go and chill out, get away from everything, and decompress. And I think that's what half our problem is. We have to meditate.
That is one thing that I really want to spread a teaching is meditation. A lot of people don't meditate. And, I mean, it really is something that heals the mind and soul. It really is. And that's something I really want to try to spread, like, mainstream, because it's a great way to heal yourself. And not a lot of people take advantage of that or even believe in it. So that's one thing
yeah.
I want to try and change.
It's also, too, it's alternative things, because I think it's because, you know, we're lucky that we have people, like you have your father and I have people here, and even people I've been networking with out in Hollywood and California, a lot of people. They're teaching me, and I'm a little bit more open-minded about alternative things like acupuncture and many different things. But the thing is, people here in America, I don't want to say Western ways or something, they're so used to a certain way, you know, medications with doctors, they don't want to try to learn about other things that really can help them. They think it's a lot of hooey. And I can't think of, you know, technical things to tell people, and they're like, oh, that's a lot of bull. And I'm just like, you know, I can't explain anything, like, and they're like, well, you're not a licensed doctor. You're not a practitioner,
exactly.
So they're not going to listen to me. So I figure bringing people on my show, have people talk of their experience of what they have, you know, done to help themselves, maybe it's going to inspire other people to help themselves, you know, help spread the word. And have you ever had any experience with acupuncture? Have you ever tried that?
I have not yet. Yet. Because I'm definitely looking into alternative medicines. Because one thing I remember reading is something saying, one of the best medicines is teaching people how to not need medicine. And I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, and sometimes, have you ever seen commercials? Now, I got to admit, I don't have a TV, so since I don't have a TV, I just have a computer. I haven't watched TV in 4 years. But once in a while, when I'm over someone's house, and I see commercials, and you ever see medications where it's like they say, oh, then all these side effects, and you have to take another medication for the first medications. And I'm like, I never understood that, where it's like, isn't it supposed to help you, you know, and not
yeah.
go any further?
Yeah,
it's just really
pretty
strange.
Scary.
Yeah.
Pretty scary.
So have you, I'm trying to think of other things to touch base on with the movies and the martial arts. So is there other stuff that you've been doing in your life, anything else you're starting up that you're working on?
Well, I am definitely a writer at heart, so I'm writing a lot. And when exactly one of my writings will be put on film, I'm not exactly sure, but that is something that I love doing and have always had a passion for. I'm a writer. So, I mean, I love acting. I love music, so I mean, I can write songs, and I've actually wrote a few songs. But I have a lot of plans for the future. And right now, I feel like I'm on my first stepping stones to getting there.
Is it to do with a film? When you said you're writing, are you writing a screenplay, or are you just writing stories, a book? What are you actually doing right now?
I've got a few treatments in work, and then I'm writing a screenplay right now. And I won't go into too much detail about it, but when it comes up, you'll definitely know, that's for sure. When I can talk more about it, you'll see it all over my Facebook.
No, I understand. I just want to know a thing. Is it action? Can you at least tell me that?
I can tell you that. It is definitely action.
Okay. You got me all excited now. I'm like, woo, I'll be on the lookout for that. I'm just excited. You know, anytime, you know, Jonathan, if you want to promote or anything, you know, you can always post on my Facebook page. I give you permission because, you know, it's something where anything you want to talk about, any films or anything like that that does get out there, anything you do, always post on my, you know, Facebook page. And even if you don't have time to be a guest, I'll give you some shout-out on my radio show about your stuff, anything to do with traditions or anything you're doing. Let me know, and I'll give you a shout-out on my radio show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that more than you know.
Oh, you're welcome. And so what is there anything, like, any dedications or anything, anybody that you want to talk about on your show that inspires you?
Yeah, actually, there's a few people that inspire me. Definitely, I want to say my father, my uncle, my grandma, now, she's not my biological mother, but she's always been there for me, and I would like to thank all of them. My family has really been the ones that have helped me get to where I am today, and without them, I really don't know where I would be. So that's definitely one thing I want to give a shout out to is my family.
Aww. So who's helped you I mean, have you, when you've had, like, bad times, has there been, like, what's gotten through your bad times? Has it been people, inspiration? I mean, is there something that has helped you to get through bad times?
The thing that's always helped me most through bad times, honestly, is me. I've always just looked down into it and pulled myself right back out of it because I can't. Once I figured out that I'm in control of me, it's my choice to whether or not I want to feel bad about a subject or not, and it's my choice to let anybody hurt me or not. So, me, I guess I could say, because my father's always been there, my family's always been there, but when it comes down to it, it's my choice and my decision on whether or not I want to pull myself out of a bad time or not. Their guidance definitely helps, but if I don't pull myself out of it, then no one else will.
Hmm. That's really awesome that you have your own, what's called, we have our own free will, our own, you know, willpower.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you really have a lot of. And are you able, can you talk about your, like, your working out? What do you do for working out? I really want to know. Like, what do you do on your workouts? Is it martial arts? Is it boxing? What do you do with training and such?
Well, one way that I work my abs, actually, is throwing roundhouse kicks. I found out that Brad Pitt actually works his abs very well with roundhouse kicks. And
mm-hmm.
also another thing I'll do is, like, when I do a sit-up, I'll come up, and then I'll throw two punches and then go back down. So that's something that also helps work my abs out a lot. And then I've just been using a lot of free weights and machines. So, I mean, I do standard workouts. But then training kickboxing is something that I've just recently gotten back into. And I remember reading something that says if you kickbox, you hit a bag for over an hour, you're burning about 700 calories per hour, roughly. That's a rough estimate. But so that's one thing I do. And then what else do I do? I run a lot. Running is, of course, a key. You have to run. And then swimming. I love swimming, so that's another thing I do is I'll swim. But, yeah, I just usually stick to normal training. And then calisthenics every now and then.
So, like, how much do you eat? Like, I just had bodybuilder Carlos on my show recently, and a lot of people that do work out, they don't eat three meals. They eat constantly all day long.
Oh,
like,
I eat constantly.
Do you do that in life?
I eat a lot more than three meals a day, that's for sure. And I definitely watch my protein intake. Like, I try to eat at least almost half of my body's weight in protein per gram. So that's one thing I do is definitely watch my protein intake. And my one main diet is salmon burgers and broccoli, rice mixed with quinoa, and then chicken and what else do I eat? And salads. Those are my main staple diet.
So what would you give to advice to people who can't really cook? Like, what would you...
Oh, salmon burgers are great because they're already made for you. All I do is I literally throw them on the pan for 5 minutes on each side and boom. And it's 20 grams of protein each on the ones that I get. So every time I eat two salmon burgers, that's 40 grams of protein right there. And one thing my friend always told me, who's a bodybuilder, he says, if you want to get big, you got to eat big. So I've been finding myself eating a lot and a lot. And actually, my appetite's gotten a lot better since I've cold turkey quit every single substance. So before, I used to rely on marijuana to get hungry because that's what my brain was telling me. So I was definitely mentally addicted to it. But now my appetite is insane because I work out and I expend a lot of energy. So my body's like, I need to eat.
Yeah, it's something true with what you said, but I try to, like, if I don't write something down right away, I tend to forget. But you're right about with the protein. Now, I'm trying to lose, I'm not saying I'm fat because I'm 5'8", and I want to get to 150, which is kind of a perfect weight for myself because of my height. I'm trying to lose 15 more pounds, and it's like there's not, like, I just have to get tighter. I don't want the total flat stomach because I am older. I mean, it's possible, but, you know, to do a little bit more, if I want to do more stunts and such, you know, to do with what the protein is. Now, if I weigh 165 and you're saying about how much you'd have to eat, how much would I have to eat on a daily basis of protein?
Honestly, I don't know much about weight loss because that has never been a problem for me. I've always had the problem with weight gain. Yeah, I've always been extremely, extremely skinny. It's like my body fat percentage is just non-existent. It's almost like body fat, what's that?
Yeah, because I'm sitting here, I'm going, it's like your father's tall, but then there's a picture of you, there's quite a few pictures standing next to your dad, and I'm like, you're taller than your dad, and I'm like, my God, what did your father feed you?
Plenty of vegetables, that's for sure.
It's just like
I definitely ate my Wheaties.
Something.
Yeah, I definitely ate my Wheaties, that's for sure.
Because I'm sitting here and I'm going, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, watching your father, seeing he's got those long legs, and I know why those are weapons, but it's like, man, pictures of you, Jonathan, I'm going, he's taller than his dad. I was like, what the heck? I think your legs are the size of my body. I'm like 5 feet eight, but I'm like, I think your waist would be like up to my head, and I'm just sitting here going, that kid's tall. Well, young man, I shouldn't say kid. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
No, it's fine.
That,
I consider myself a child, definitely. I would definitely not say I'm a...
Well, it's like, I think it's like, I'm probably old enough to be a mom, so it's like when I say kid, it's not disrespectful. It's like, I always forget because
I try not to think
of age. So, you know, I say anybody that's in their 20s, hey, you're a kid, right? Because you have such a long way to go in life, and you're so inspirational to me, where it's like, you're the next generation where, you know, coming into it to see where your father's in, like, other people are getting older, and you guys are coming in. I was like, I want to see what you guys got. You know, that's why I'm happy to promote you guys and stuff like that. It's like to talk about you guys. And I was like, wow, Jonathan really is a great guy, because when I was like posting about you, some people, I don't know who they were, and they were like saying, yeah, Jonathan's really a great young man. And I'm like, cool, I want to have him on my show. And here you are, and I'm very excited. So, you know, I'm trying to think of ask you other questions. I got you here, but it's trying to think of other things to say. Like, is there anything, any films or anything that you're involved with? Anything else? Are you doing any acting?
Not at the current moment, but I will definitely say my father has plans on sticking me in whatever movies he's going to be in next. So.
Yeah, he actually did. He just did The Liberator with Lou Ferrigno. And
that he did.
I cannot. Yes, I'm so excited. And I mean, this Lou, I grew up watching The Incredible Hulk, and I actually met Lou, and I've told the story, and it was by accident. I grabbed Lou's butt by accident. And
oh, wow.
People were like, how can you grab a butt by accident? Because I was at a Comic-Con convention, and this was like many years ago when it was like, you know, it's not as crazy as it is today. And I went to put my arm around Lou, and I'm like, I don't know if he remembers this or not. Maybe he'll forget, but it was back in Boston. And I went to put my arm around. I get spastic like Beavis, you know, Beavis and Butthead. And so I'm sitting there going, oh, Lou Ferrigno, Lou Ferrigno. I'm like sitting there going, eee! Right? So my hand was twitching, and I went to put my arm around Lou, and I went to lower my hands, and my fingers were twitching, and I twitched his butt, and I'm like, oh, and I like, it wasn't a hot squeeze, but it was a little squeeze. And I think his promoter was there, and it's like, I saw you grab Lou's butt. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And I think Lou just, like, kind of wore it off because I was so nervous because he's a big guy. And I'm like, maybe he won't remember. And, like, people like, Shelly, don't mention the story, and maybe he'll forget. But I was like, man, he's a great guy.
Funny not to mention.
Yeah, it was back in the 90s. It was back, late 90s. It was back in Boston. It was in South Boston. I don't know the exact building, but it was like, man, if he ever sees me again, I'm going, he's like, if he remembered that, I'd be so embarrassed. That's the way I am, you know. So if I ever saw your dad and took a picture with him and I got excited and grabbed your dad's butt, it wouldn't be on purpose. So it's like, anyway, I've done that.
It's just a nervous habit.
Yeah, it's like, I think my hand has a mind of its own. It's like that Evil Dead film back
Idle
in
hands.
The early 80s. Yes, you know, something like the hands have a mind of its own and it's shaking. So I get so nervous, and it's like, not to be perverted, I get so nervous when I get to meet people that I get so excited. I have spasms, and I've actually done that. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And it's just like, I'm sorry. So if I ever meet you and take a picture with you or anybody else, and my arm or hand grabs you, it's totally
I will
my
not
accident,
be offended.
So.
No worries. I will understand completely. At least now it won't come as a surprise. So
yes,
I'll be full prepared.
You know, yes, because these like people like yourself, I'm so excited because I grew up, like I said, watching, you know, like people like your father. And, you know, it's just sitting there and I'm going, here, I feel like a little kid, you know, talking with you and other people on my radio show. And I repeat myself and stuff, but it's such an honor to be able to do this because I feel like a little kid, and it just
feels
like a blessing.
Well, it's an honor to be on the show.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
And by the way, congratulations on your ninja role. That's awesome. I've always wanted to be a ninja, and looks like you're going to get there a lot faster than I ever could.
I can't wait. I'm so happy. Thank you so much. I'm just like, I have the Kato costume, and I've been asking people if they have free time, if today or something they could take pictures. I mean, everybody's busy, and I'm like, well, it's probably going to happen the day, September 29th, and it's just a big turning point. You know, when people, I mean, it's just really hard because I actually left Boston, which is my clothes, because I was surrounded by very negative people who, you know, like any of the martial arts or anything that's part of me that I love, they kept telling me, no, I can't do something. And even though I was a grown adult, I'm like, I have nowhere to go. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get up and just leave. So I just took my clothes, and a guy that became my brother, Z, him and his family let me live at their house, which is it's a school and stuff, so I lived there for 4 months. Then I got my own little place. I mean, it's not big, but it's my own little place. And, you know, first getting here, I slept on the floor next to the stove, which was my heat, because my radiator was broken. So I was, like, freezing on the floor because it's, you know, it's a house, but it was not, like, how can I say, insulated. And even though it's a house, they're doing all the renovations and stuff on the house now, and it was very cold, so I just had a little mat. But then besides the stove, I had a cat. She showed up on my backyard like Jackie Chan. I named her Jackie Chan. She was a stray cat, fed her. And next thing you know, I had a cat. So I was sleeping next to the stove on the mat on the floor, and I eventually got a bed. And I'm like, no one's ever going to tell me no again. And here I am, the turning point where wearing that Kato costume, you know, it's a turning point because I had literally had guys, boyfriends and stuff, where I got in screaming, matching fights saying, why do you want to do that? Why do you want to fight? And it was really bad because I was like, I don't want to fight men in real life. I just want to kind of do it in my own way on a film. So It was like I couldn't understand. And there was a picture that showed Bruce Lee in the Warrior book that I have. I still have the book that I did save, and it's showing him kicking. He had the Kato costume. He's kicking a lantern up in the ceiling, and he's destroying it. And I told him, one of my exes, like, I want to do this someday. And he's like, why? What F for? And I was like, huh? And people, I don't know what it is, just want to tell me, no, that's not right. And it's kind of like, you know, so it's like a turning point. When I have that Kato costume on September 29th, it's going to be a release. It's going to be a wonderful feeling. Like, it's just an independent film, and I'm working with a bunch of guys. I'm doing a fight scene, going to get my butt kicked all over the place. But it's kind of a symbolic thing for me. It's kind of like a freedom. So when I put that on that day, I just hope I don't start crying, you know, because It's a happiness. You know, all the stuff that it's a freedom where I don't know what it is, where just being able to have these things now happen in my life, everything that I've gone through, I'm just very thankful for. So sitting here, you know, it's a blessing to be able to talk with you on the show and to know about, you know, all the great things that you're going to be able to do. And once again, anything you want promoted, Jonathan, just get a hold of me. You know, call me.
Well, we'll definitely be in touch, definitely.
Yeah, any films, anything whatsoever that you're doing associated with, let me know. And, you know, even if it's just a post on my Facebook page, I'll put it on there. I'll put it on my film page, even my dishwasher
awesome.
Film, the one that I'm doing. I'll even post it there. I'll post it on pages that, you know, where I'm allowed to post it. I'll post your stuff anywhere. I don't mind.
That's awesome. You're awesome, Shelley. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I was like, I could keep talking forever. I know you're probably going to maybe do some things today, but anything else, any subjects or anything that I didn't touch on that you want to talk about?
Well, I think we actually had a really good conversation today, and I'm definitely looking forward to another interview in the future.
Oh, thank you. I will definitely have you as a guest on the show. You just made my whole Sunday.
Oh, thank you.
Really,
well, I'm
did.
Glad I could do that. Really, I'm glad.
Yes, this is better than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I will agree. I used to work at Starbucks, so to me, anything will be better than a cup of coffee now.
Yes, definitely. And it's like talk and conversation. It's a lot cheaper than a Starbucks cup of coffee. It's almost
That's
like,
for sure,
you know,
yeah.
And I'm like, why is it so much money? I can't even drink Starbucks. Most of the stuff, it burns my stomach. I'm going to go pay $5 for a cup of coffee for something that burns my stomach. I don't get
here's
it.
Here's a little tidbit of knowledge that most people don't know. Now, one of the drinks that I would be consistently drinking was iced coffee from Starbucks, and that has 120 milligrams of caffeine per ounce. So I would get to work and start my shift with a 30-ounce iced coffee. So I was drinking over 3,000 milligrams of caffeine per drink, and just that was just overkill. Like, if you would have looked at me, you would have thought I was just on drugs or something, and I was on a caffeine binge. So I definitely try to stay away from coffees, and Starbucks kind of threw that into me.
Did you like, were you like hyper, like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead?
Yes.
I mean, what happened when you drank?
Yes, okay. I was very hyper. But also, that was a very, 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 I mean, there's no resting at Starbucks. You can't stop for a second, especially not at the store that I worked at. So,
yeah,
it was pretty gnarly.
Was it, well, maybe you can help out with this question. I mean, I know you're not a doctor or anything like that, but the weirdest thing, I don't know, I try not to drink energy drinks, but for some reason, when I have a migraine, I do not know why. I know it's probably the constriction of my blood vessels, and like I said, I go blind in an eye. It seems like when I get a migraine and I drink an energy drink, it makes the migraine go away. It's really strange.
I suffer from migraines as well, and caffeine actually is really good for migraines. Exactly why, I don't know the exact science, but if you take a look at an Excedrin, which is a migraine pill, it has aspirin, ibuprofen, and caffeine. So the exact science is, I'm not 100% sure, but I just do know that it helps. So energy drinks tend to be full of caffeine, so that could be one thing that helps.
Yeah, because I used to drink them all the time, and then I cut down. But it's like, I think when I'm under stress, or, you know, women with whatever, they don't.
Oh, hey,
Shelly,
my uncle actually just walked into the door. If he wants to say hi.
Okay.
Hey, I'm put him on right now.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, is this Jonathan's uncle?
Yeah, this is James Wilson. Listen, I've been trying to call in on my cell phone.
There's a problem. I don't know what it is. It's something. There's some sort of problem. I had to have Jonathan call in twice, and I'm like, I don't know what it is. I'm like, is it one of those things where I'm having a happy time and having a block on the show? I apologize. I don't know if you can call
again. That's okay.
Again.
I just wanted you to know, you know, in case you did have other people trying.
Because I see people in the chat room, I do apologize. I don't know what's going on, and I do apologize for that.
But it sounded like you and Jonathan were having a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you. He's really awesome, and I'm going to have him on the show again. And, you know, thank you for, you know, at least talking on the phone with me here. I'm very excited.
There's nothing to be excited about me talking. It's too bad Don should call, but Don's actually on the road driving right now.
Oh, if you talk to him and he was trying to call him, tell him I apologize. I'm not so sure. It's some sort of technical difficulty, but I'm going to have Jonathan on the show again. So I apologize. I see people in the chat room. Some reason I had to have Jonathan call in again. I don't know what's going on right now, and I do apologize.
Okay, I'll tell Don. And,
okay, thank you so much. Thank you, James.
Anyway, I'll put John back on so he can say goodbye. I just wanted to say hi myself.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hey, Shelly.
Thank you so much. I do apologize, Jonathan. And like I said, I don't know what it was. I apologize to all my listeners because it seems like everything was going fine. I have the chat room popped up. I see all the guests that are in there. And maybe that's why I'm not getting out of the calling in today. I'm lucky. I feel lucky I was able to get you on the show. So I'll have you back on the show. And have, you know, hopefully people will be able to call in. And to let you know, this also, it can be listened to anytime. So anybody that was calling in or whatever, couldn't hear the show, they can listen to it once it's uploaded again, too.
Well, I'd love to be on the show again. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yes, me too. So anytime, once again, Jonathan, you want to promote anything, let me know to do with traditions or anything you're doing, films, songs or anything, let me know, and I'll post it right away on my Facebook page, or yourself, if you're not too busy. If you want to post it yourself, that's perfectly fine. I'll give you permission to do it on my Facebook page.
I definitely will, and thank you so much once again.
Okay. Thank you so much for being a guest, and look forward to speaking with you again.
You as well, Shelly. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. That was so awesome. I do apologize to everyone. I wasn't too sure. I was having some technical difficulties, and even Jonathan had problems calling in on my show. So anybody that was calling in, I do apologize, but I will have Jonathan on my show again. And it's always great. I feel very blessed, and I'm very thankful for, you know, people that, you know, stuff that I've grown up watching in that realm and that thing, and able to get people on my show. I say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. This has just started off my week really great, and it's just an honor, blessing. I'm so very thankful to do this radio show. And anybody that has a dream, just remember, you know, you're as good as anybody else. If you want to act or sing, if you're paying your own bills and, you know, paying for a roof over your head, who says you can't do something? You know, it's a struggle. It's a hard work doing things, even this radio show. I work full time. I support myself. You know, my paycheck, that one paycheck I get Monday through Friday, that is where my money's coming from. So I'm trying very hard. I've been doing the show faithfully over a year. I'm doing shows Sunday. It is Eastern time because wherever you are in this world, I've had people from China listen to my show, people from the UK, Hollywood, all over listen to my show. But my times for my show are Sundays at 12 p.m. noon Standard Eastern time and Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Standard Eastern time. So anybody that wants to be a guest on my show, you can look me up on Facebook page, send me a message there. It's Shelly Kama Nunchucks. Just message me. And right now I have a little bit of a lineup, and I'm trying to get dates for everybody that's been on my show, and I will let people know about future guests. Today was a great day. These are the days I live for, and believe me, I'm living proof. I'm an underdog as much as it can be. I mean, I've never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. I'm not some sort of beauty queen. You know, I do talk funny. I've got the Boston accent, but working on dreams, I've been doing fighting very hard for 10 years, and yes, people tried to stop me from my dreams and stuff, and finally finding people who have given me the strength, like my brother Z and many other people, have given me strength to let me be myself. Now, it's kind of hard in this world to be yourself. Everybody says to be yourself, and when you are really yourself, people don't like that. But I always think that it's always better to have people that are really your friends, less friends, to like you for who you are, than to have millions of people kissing your butt for something that you're not. So I'm just slowly learning at, you know, the age that I am. I'm not saying that I'm old. I've gotten to a point where I'm just too tired to handle any drama or anything that is not going to help me, and be able to surround myself with people who are actually going to help me, and in return, you know, giving respect back to people that helped me. And I feel very lucky and very blessed and very honored to be able to do these things in my life. So all those that have been helping me, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Those that have been listening to my show for this past year, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate the support. It means so much to me that everybody's been, you know, listening to me and they're looking to see what I can do. And I never thought in my life I would be doing half of these things that I've done in my life, and here I am doing it. You know, just because you come from nothing, and if you're poor and you come from nothing, doesn't mean you will not, you know, be able to make something of your life. And I know a lot of people, and even I used to think of this, why is it that other people have these things handed to them and stuff? And instead of sitting there wondering, I said, you know what, if I work on myself and I start doing things for myself, you know, I can have my happy ever after. It's not my happy ever after. It's not like the Disney thing. It's my own thing. It's my happy ever after. I can't base it on what everybody else's happy ever after is, and that's what I think people have to do. But anyway, this has been a really great show. I'm so happy. I feel so blessed and so honored that I am getting more and more people my show. Once again, everybody out there, thank you so much for listening to my show. Thank you so much for the support from the bottom of my heart. And as you all know, the reason behind doing the show, I mean, everybody has a dream, you know, and to get paid for it. But the reality is getting a bigger voice, I am going to be able to do, you know, more charity work, foundations. And like I said, once again, there is a foundation that I was speaking about up here in Portland, Maine, Alzheimer's Walk 2013. You can check that out and donate money. Not me. You have to go to their Facebook page to donate money there to help end Alzheimer's. The one that I am part of that did start with my my big sister, Charlie Heller Angel from Diamond in the Rough, Ordinary Woman Show, and I'm part of that, is the Sarah Joy Foundation. And it actually helps out with families and members that, you know, have terminal cancer. And it's to help raise money for, you know, help them pay the bills and help them to go on vacation and such. And so far, I think the Sarah Joy Foundation has helped four people so far. So for those that know that, the more people that I do get on my show to have a bigger voice, they're actually helping me to do better good. So thank you so much in helping me. Anyway, I'm going to end on a positive note there. And once again, I do apologize. I'm not so sure why in the queue. I am not taking any calls or some sort of technical difficulties. But like you've heard, Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson will be back on my show again. And I'll hopefully be able to take calls. Thank you, everyone that's been in the chat show. And I am ending the show with the song called Battle Song, Aurora Zakora de Lisa and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, from Pisces Projects. Sing together, and it's just a beautiful song. And it's actually going to be a song in our film called Valkyr. I am doing the lead, and once again, I don't ever claim I'm like Jackie or Bruce Lee. I just try to do my own little fights and stunt scenes along with my acting. And I'm playing a lead in a film called Valkyr. It's F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. And we do need your help. It's an independent film. We are working so hard. And after last winter, training in the snow, and I'm not kidding, Maine here is very cold. It's the North Pole cold. And we were up to our knees in snow filming in the costume we had, the training part. And we were, you know, they had us women, Z had us women lifting up trees and rocks. And there's actually a picture I'll post again once I get off the show here. I'm picking up this big rock, and that's real. The rock was really, really, really heavy, and I'm struggling. I don't know. I look like I was giving birth on the mountain or something. So if you want to go check out, if you want to donate to Falcare, please do. We're looking, you know, we're doing one more scene before the big battle scene in the costumes. Everybody's there at the company. They're making the costumes themselves. And, you know, like with anything, it's to help feed the actors. And also with my film, The Dishwasher, I have about $150. I have to get $350 more dollars for my film, The Dishwasher. And it's something where, like with any independent filming, we take everything out of our own pockets. So to do my film, The Dishwasher, I have $350 more to go. My film, The Dishwasher, is actually dedicated to Jackie Chan. And I am realizing the more I do in films and everything, I'm exhausted. Working, you know, when you, I've heard people saying, well, if I was working in films and stuff, oh my God, it'd be so easy. I'm telling you, it's really a lot of hard work. It really, really is a lot of hard work. I'm exhausted. I work Monday through Thursday. You know, I try to do, you know, full time between Monday and Thursday. And then I still have to network with people, you know, guests for my radio show. And it's not like I don't have a guy that supports me. I'm not running off of government money or anything like that. I work a regular paycheck, and I'm praying to God. I mean, even though my radio show is, you know, being featured and been doing it all for a show, I'm hoping to God that my show gets syndicated, which does will help me pay my own bill. So this is why I'm dedicated to doing my show. And I'm trying very, very hard. And for me to have a dream to do the show, you know, to get paid for that, it also helps me to do further things. Because what I would like to do, because I've done acting, I've done that, and knowing to see, study in action films, like I said, I am an action girl. Maybe the next generation of what I'm seeing to be able to make films for, you know, many different people that are talented, that want a chance to be able to do future films. Those are other things that I'm looking to do. But like I said, everything, you know, costs money. The one thing that I will not do, and I was approached about this, and I know it's taking a long time for me to get the rest of the money because I do have a director, and I have a lead actor, Anthony, the director, saying, I am not going to whitewash my film. I was approached about this. If anybody wants to help donate money towards my film, I need about $350 more to go. You can contact me about that film, and you can become executive producer for $350. It's just something that I don't care. I'm not changing the director, and I'm not changing the actor of my film for The Dishwasher, my Jackie Chan-influenced film. I'm going to do it with honor. I know people, when they hear about money and stuff, they will do anything to get money for their films. I'm not going to do that. I'm keeping the director. They've been there since the beginning. This is, you know, getting a hold of Sang and Anthony. It's something that I'm not going to, you know, change it. I mean, people want to offer me money for the film, not changing these guys. They said they're still with me. So that indeed shows some a little bit of honor there. And I am going to keep these guys. And people are going to say, you only need $350 more left for your film? Well, it's very hard. When you're taking care of yourself, paying your own bills, and, you know, doing everything with honor, of course, there's other things you could do to get money, but it may be taking me a little while. And for my film, I wanted my very first film, even though it's a short film, I want to do everything with honor. And I hope people understand that. So anyway, that song that I can ramble on, and I just rambled on a little bit extra longer here. I am ending the show with that song, Battle Song. And, you know, like anything, a song does set the mood, does set that for, you know, for a film. And Battle Song is, I believe, the actual battle song where we're doing the fight scene and fighting evil. So I am playing one of the lead heroes in the film Falcare. And I am playing the underdog in my own film, The Dishwasher, trying with that. And I'm very, very excited. I am so super excited about playing a ninja. just can't believe this is happening. It's coming true September 29th. I'm donning the Kato costume. And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm anything like Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan, but I just can't wait to wear the Kato costume. I'm so excited. Anyway, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I apologize. I'm not so sure why in the queue that it's not allowing me to take callers, but I was very lucky and blessed I was able to get Jonathan on the show. And James Wilson, his uncle, actually was on the air for a few seconds, so I was very excited about that. And hopefully in the future, Don Wilson will also be a guest on my show. I'll let everyone know. I have great guests that are going to be on my show. I got a great lineup. Henry Nacho, I call him Volcano Nacho. Henry Nacho is a friend of Mark Wahlberg's, who's going to be on my show. He's been on the Jimmy Kimmel show. And the guy eats like I don't know how he does it. He eats like wasabi and Tabasco sauce and stuff. But you can look up that YouTube. Henry Nacho will be a guest on my show. I'll let everybody know about that. Many other people to bring on my show. I'm looking forward to that, you know, another year, and hopefully I'll be doing this for many years to come, and maybe I'll help, you know, people that once had a, you know, have a dream, maybe I'll be able to help them, give them a little bit of promotion, because from what people have been able to help me, maybe I'm going to help someone out there who, you know, never thought they could have a dream, maybe I'll be able to give back my way to help them. Well, everyone, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. It's been real, and just remember, if you have a dream, you're as good as anybody else. Don't you forget that. And just always reach for the stars. You never know where you can land, okay? Everyone, have a good Sunday. Bye-bye.